I'm Oprah Winfrey, and I'm shocked to inform you today that the Rage Pod has over 9,000 penises, and they're all raping children.
No!
How's it going?
Just drinking some stuff. What did you do?
Not a whole lot. Oh, I got to, you know, I actually ran into Gabe Newell the other day.
No way.
No, yeah, really, I seriously did. I was just out walking down around the street, and I saw him coming out of KFC. So I stopped over to, you know, just ask him a couple questions really quick, and he was pretty cool. He said, sure. I got to record it. I'll plop that in there so we can hear it.
Awesome.
Hi, Mr. Newell. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Can I call you Gabe?
No.
Oh, well then can I call you Gaben?
Yes.
Alright, Fatty McFatass. So, you recently announced Counter-Strike Global Offense for the 360. How difficult is it going to be to port Steam to the Xbox?
And my favorite video game is Super Mario 64.
What?
Super Mario 64.
Alright, whatever. Next question. Some developers would say that it's asinine to be using the same game engine for 12 years in a row. What do you think about that?
Yes, I'd love to be Ringo Starr.
Yeah, I hate the Beatles too. Speaking of the Xbox, some gamers are upset and they say it's unfair that you charge for DLC packs on the consoles, but you release them for free on the PC.
After 7 years in development, I hope it was worth the wait.
Next one. Boxers or briefs?
Panties.
Oh, really? Not me. What do you think is the hardest challenge to overcome working at Valve?
Sometimes when I sit down, I fall through Earth.
What's the problem with sitting down?
No, I do not create black holes when sitting.
Okay, alright. So what's your favorite thing about working at Valve, then?
Twinkies and ho-hos.
Right. Okay, I think that's all we have time for. Thanks for coming with me, Gabe.
I get about 10 emails every time we release a new game. I never can answer because you can reach me at gaben@valvesoftware.com.
All right, thanks. All right, that was Gabe Newell, as you could quite obviously hear.
That was something.
Yeah, it was something, all right. I got the feeling that he didn't really want to be there, but I don't know.
The way he trolled us at the end.
It seemed pretty cool talking to the big guy, but
talking to the big guy.
Yeah. Well, he did make Half-Life. Kind of an astounding accomplishment right there. I mean, it's not a bad game. The technological advancements are pretty sweet.
It is a pretty good game. It could have been better on the PS2, but for the PC it was really good.
Well, nobody plays the PS2 except for fat weeaboos.
Like myself, but I'm not fat. Or a weeaboo, because I'm not too sure what that is.
A weeaboo is somebody who really, really, really likes anime and wants to be Japanese.
So basically, like, half of our friends.
Yes, all of our friends are weeaboos. I hate to tell you.
So, it's almost that time of the year again, where we get pregnant.
What?
What?
Oh, Columbus Day?
No.
Oh.
It's called Getting Pregnant Day.
Getting Pregnant Day? That sounds like a terrible holiday.
We just, like, plop out babies out of our rectum.
How would you get pregnant in your rectum? Like, would
There's
you
many ways, Quentin. There's many ways.
Do you care to explain?
No. It brings up very poor memories of summer camp.
Summer camp? What happened at summer camp?
There was many newborns.
What was his
all
name?
All of them are mine.
What was his name?
They were all named Chester.
They're all named Chester.
Yes.
You've named all of them Chester.
I did.
I have 12 sons.
And 12
They're all
sons.
Named Chester.
They're all named Chester. Then we went downtown.
Downtown? Like Christopher Walken.
Downtown.
You know, I went downtown the other day.
How did that go?
Terrible.
Wow.
You know why?
Was it Detroit?
Of course, where else would you go downtown around here?
Downtown Plymouth.
You mean Mini Hipster City? Douchetown Jr. Mini Hipster?
Yeah.
Is that like a mini hipster? That's like somebody who, like, you know, a bunch of hipsters go in the back of an art gallery, a modern art gallery. Then they start, like, you know, procreating. Next thing you know, the night janitor's walking around there and he sees something weird skittering in the darkness. Walks in the back, there's like 3 egg sacs.
Egg sacs.
You know, pulsating egg sacs, like from Alien. Which is just these pulsating egg sacs around the modern art gallery where the hipsters were. Goes, kicks one open. Hipster crawls out, wearing a scarf, flannel jacket, and one of those, like, Real D 3D glasses with the lenses popped out.
Like, half the people are at our school?
Yeah.
At least I actually have real hipster glasses.
Yeah, I know.
I look pretty classy.
Pretty classy. I'd have to disagree.
What?
I'd have to disagree.
No!
You're too pale to be a hipster.
Are you calling me black?
I am calling you black.
When did this happen?
About 9 months ago.
Oh, God.
His name was Chester.
Oh.
Chester A. Chesterfield.
He knows where I live. He's coming for me.
The best thing to do in this situation would be to kill your family and burn down your house. I don't want to do that.
I'm actually going to do that one day.
Have
it'll
fun,
be when man. I'm like it'll be when I'm like 90, 98 and couldn't care at all.
See, the thing is with birthdays, like once you're 90, like once you're really that old, you're just gonna be able to like just do anything. Because I mean, you're really probably only allowed like, you know, 20 birthdays. You know, like ages 1 through 9. You know, you're a little kid. You know, you should have your birthday. You know what I mean, right?
Somewhat.
Well, but then once you're 10, you know, now it's double digits.
And everything goes downhill from there.
No. Once you're 10, you know, you get a birthday because it's different. But 11 to 12, no, because that's just dumb. You're not even like a teenager. You're just 11 and 12. So you shouldn't get a birthday that year.
Well, don't you become a teenager when you hit 13?
Yeah, so when you're 13, you're a teenager, and then, you know, that's worth celebrations, worth a party, so you'd have a birthday party there. But then 14, 15, you know, that's like the same thing as 11 and 12, nothing special. But once you get to 16, you should have another one, because you can have sex and you can drive. That's pretty sweet. And then after that...
Neither of these things I have done.
Yeah. Well, 17 is probably another one you shouldn't have a birthday. 18, yeah, because, you know... You're an adult.
You're an adult, and you can go drink, but you can't.
You can vote. You can own a gun. It's definitely
you can own a gun? I didn't know
Yeah,
you
can own a gun.
I thought that was like 21.
No, that's drinking. And then 19, another birthday. Last year as a teenager. And then once you're 20, you know, that's your 20s. So you got to do that. Basically, just every 10 years, 30, 40, 50, 60... You know, you should get a birthday. 21, also another birthday, because you're, you know, real adult, go get drunk.
I'm not going to do that. My dad's getting gypped out of having first beer with his son. Not my fault.
Basically, you just, like, repeat the process of, you know, having one every 10 years until you hit 90.
Because
once you hit 90, you get a birthday every year. And then what you do is you just take one law out of the U.S. Constitution and you get to cross it off and it doesn't apply to you anymore. You know, so most people don't hit 90. So, you know, most people just kind of have like 22 birthdays. It's a lot less, you know, than like 80. You get to save a lot of money. You know, Hallmark, they'd probably like start crying, not having any money. I mean, you know, $5 for a piece of card is like really terrible anyway.
I hate buying cards.
All the trees, save a bunch of trees.
Why? That's why they invented human interaction.
I think that when I hit 90, the first law I'm going to remove would probably be probably armed robbery. Because, I mean, you think about it, you could just go rob a store, and then people would be like, oh, some 90-year-old man managed to hold up a store. Oh, you can keep all that stuff. And if I get to, like, you know, 100 or so, then I'd probably get away with murder, just because it'd be hilarious.
When I turned like 97.5, I'll just like burn down the Congress building.
Nice.
Just everything. That and the UN.
What's wrong with the UN?
Nothing, but they're like Congress and get nothing done.
They helped Libya.
Well, yeah, that's Libya. Maybe I'll just burn down Congress and every single government office with my piss. I'll be like Bear Grylls, except I won't be drinking it.
It's nighttime. Better drink my own piss.
Yep.
Bear Grylls. What a man.
Bear Grylls like, on YouTube.
He's
Look
the
at this
man.
Piss. He is the man. Oh, God.
What?
I just have seen a post by one of my friends on Facebook. And Christmas music has begun.
Oh, God, has it?
I don't want to live in this world anymore.
Seriously, it's not even November yet. It's not even Halloween. Yeah. Halloween hasn't even happened yet.
I know, it's another 4 days? 3.
You shouldn't even start playing Christmas. Okay, look, I get it if it's like, you know,
you shouldn't
the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you shouldn't start until, like, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Because Thanksgiving, you know, that's kind of a bullshit holiday anyway. Nobody even knows what we were doing on that day. It's just kind of like
anything.
Oh, it's almost Christmas.
We're just
and,
like
you
getting.
Know.
It's just like St. Patrick's Day.
It's just an excuse to get drunk.
Just like St. Patrick's Day. Just like St. Patrick's Day. No one knows what's going on and everyone gets wasted.
Yep. It's another bullshit holiday. Yep. No, you know, it's a real bullshit holiday, though.
That
Sweetest's Day. I mean, seriously, what's that like? Just like the Hallmark Company got together, they got all their board of directors together, and they're all like, we need more money. Let's make another holiday. And then they just go and like, what could we possibly do? Oh, how about a day where you just hand out candy? Because we certainly don't have that at all, right? And then you go to this market, and all the fat kids' moms get into it. All the stupid kids' moms get into it.
I want some candy.
Almost as bad as the 4th of July. Nothing happened there.
Did you do anything on the 4th?
Nope.
Neither did I.
I've got nothing
actually,
worth celebrating.
Actually, I think... Yeah, I was just playing my NES that I didn't have yet.
You traveled through time?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Wish I could do that. Hey, what's your secret?
Cocaine.
So okay.
Much cocaine. Just
what?
Cocaine. You put cocaine up your ass.
So the secret to traveling through time is...
To put cocaine up your ass.
So just get, what, 8-ball cocaine, shove it right up there, take a whiff. Think
take
about
whiff.
The 80s, and then you'll be back.
In the 80s.
Did everyone shove cocaine up their ass in the 80s?
That and their urethra.
I don't even know what to say to that. Would that be like, do you put it up your ass to go back in time, and you put it in your dick to go forward in time?
Yeah, you had to like use this like funnel tube for both.
That's really kinky. Do you use the same funnel or a different funnel?
Yes, and it's like 3 centimeters in diameter.
Oh my god.
Just stuff it all the way in there.
That's like, horrible. Yeah! Cocaine! That's terrible.
It is.
It's a pretty high quality talk we got going on here.
I have to agree.
Little kids could be watching this.
I don't care. I'm just going to kill them all. All
right. You do that.
Die!
Do you usually violently yell at yourself when masturbating?
Maybe.
That could be the stem of your problems.
If it is, then robots.
Lab oil? Herpes? AIDS? You want it? It's yours, my friend. As long as you listen to the Rage Pod.
So it's almost Halloween.
Yeah, it is almost Halloween. Speaking of little kids. When was the last time you trick-or-treated?
Last time I trick-or-treated? 7th grade, so 2007.
Let's see, last time I trick-or-treated would have been 1936? Yeah.
That sounds good.
36. That was a crazy year.
Yeah.
God, got so much candy.
Last time I went, I was literally a bag. I got this bag, and I put myself in it. It was like it was as big as me. I had no air holes or no leg holes, and I was just a bag.
Well, I don't really see how you could, you know, get inside of a bag that wasn't as big as you. Unless, you know, you're like one of them Cirque du Soleil guys.
I could have just cut off my knees and reattached them. Or maybe they're all fake.
No, I know. You know, you could just reattach them. I've done that before. It's pretty easy. Just pop them back on.
Just like that.
Yep. God, what's your favorite thing to do around Halloween?
I would normally just, like, go outside, punch kids in the nuts.
What?
I would just go outside when kids were trick-or-treating. Punch them in the nuts.
Trick-or-treat. Ding, ding, ding. Trick-or-treat. Open the door. You're just standing there completely naked, wearing absolutely nothing. No. You've got like a little fig leaf over your groin. You know, like those old statues. And you're just like, bend over, like, treat, bitch. And then like, kick them right in the balls.
I wouldn't kick. I would just punch. If they didn't have balls.
Squat down and just punch them.
No, I would just like rip out their tubes.
Oh God, that's horribly violent. I'd have to say that my favorite thing to do would probably be tell scariest stories. Cause I mean, you know, trick or treating is kind of old, so.
Yeah, I would like to hear some. I have some popcorn right here.
All right, well, I think I've got one called The Old Lady. Goes a little something like this. One day at a shopping mall in the afternoon. This woman was coming out from a shopping spree. She was pretty happy. You know, she got in her car, put all of her stuff in that she'd bought, put in the trunk. When she was done loading, she shut the door of her trunk and she saw this old lady standing by the passenger side of her door. It's kind of creepy because, you know, she just kind of appeared there, but the old woman, she was like, "Would you be a darling and give me a lift home? I don't have a car and I was walking all day." You know, so the woman's like, "Oh, she's an old woman, I might as well." She says, "I'd be happy to." So she unlocks the door for the old lady. And she starts to make her way around to the driver's side door. But she gets this weird feeling when she gets there. Just this, like, kind of unnerving sense of dread. She gets in the car and she looks inside of her purse. And she's like, "Oh, crap, I can't find my credit card. I'm gonna have to go inside and see if anybody found it." So she leaves the car. Old woman says, "Oh, yeah, I'll wait for you here." So, you know, the woman leaves to go look for help. Then they find a security guard. She tells him, you know, what's going on. So they go back to the lady's car eventually, and the passenger side door is wide open. But on the seat of the car, was it the shopping bag that the old lady had? But, you know, they looked inside the bag, and inside of it was the old woman's dress and a gray wig. There was this huge butcher's knife, a video camera, and a roll of duct tape in the bag.
That's pretty. Is this your grandma?
No, that was me. I actually almost didn't get away with it. I thought they saw me running away
Oh
from the car
gosh.
when they came back
Oh
out.
God,
But
this sounds just like a story that I heard. Actually, this was real. There was this hobo living in a porta potty, and obviously he was watching for some reason. So when the cops found him, he started running and he had feces all over him. So he starts running.
the hobo runs out of the porta potty.
Yeah, he starts running out. No one got him, but they did catch a glimpse. Just like someone catched a glimpse of you running.
I don't know. I was naked though, but I was ducking down behind
So was
cars.
he. So was he.
Yeah, but he was covered in poop.
So?
I wasn't covered in poop. I just
You
had some,
never know.
powdered
You
makeup on
never
my
know.
face.
You never know.
It's pretty scary for me, I thought they were gonna get me. I just went home, beat that girl I've got locked in my closet a couple times, get my anger out.
Isn't that wouldn't be your sister?
I don't have a sister.
Oh God. Oh God. Then
What?
that makes me
Your
your
mother?
no, your father.
What?
I don't even.
Dad?
Yes, son.
Are you space?
Yes. Now you're a family again.
Yay! All right, so Dick Cheney, George Bush, and Laura Bush. I'll get in a private jet going to France.
This is already looking bad.
And then George Bush, he says, "If I throw a $100 bill off this jet, I'll make one person happy." And then Dick Cheney says, "Man, if I throw 10 $10 bills down, I'll make 10 people happy." And Laura Bush says, "If I throw $100 bills off this jet, I'll make 100 people happy." And then the pilot says, "Man, if I throw these three losers out of this jet, I'll make 6 billion people happy."
Well, actually, no, it's gonna be seven. It's gonna be seven, like on Tuesday. 7 billion people
God, that's
going to be
crazy.
born.
I'm gonna run
Yep.
out of room.
That's why we have, like, the moon.
I don't know. We can't really send people to the moon,
I know,
like,
but.
efficiently. What we can do efficiently, though, is have Holocaust Part 2. We should do Holocaust Part 2.
I know what groups we should get rid of.
What?
America's government.
I see that we get rid of all politicians.
Oh, yeah, that.
And then we get rid
Well,
of.
except for a few. So I wake up, and I'm not woken up. Boom.
What was that?
I don't know.
It's like the Inception noise.
It's like you wake up, and then you're not in your house. And then George Clooney is there for some reason. Because George Clooney makes everything better. And then some random girl is with George Clooney and they have guns.
Wait, you know George Clooney wasn't in Inception, right?
So, he could have been. He could have been just as easily. And then you're on a train ship.
Okay, I don't even know that this isn't even Inception anymore. I don't know what this is.
And then you're on an NBC comedy show that got only two viewers.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Neither do I. But it's Inception.
That's magical.
It's like A&W going out of business.
A&W is going out of business.
I know, I'm so sad.
They had good root beer.
I know,
Except this
I'm
one
making.
time, I went in there and I ordered a cheeseburger, right? A double decker.
Yeah.
But I opened it, and inside the cheeseburger was another cheeseburger. A cheeseburger within a cheeseburger.
Did it have root beer in the cheeseburger?
Yes. I pulled out guns and shot it.
I would have too. I would just be like, dude, what? 4.5 compression.
This is the Russian Mafia. We have noticed you have been listening to the Rage Pod. You better listen to it, or we will find you. If you listen to it, maybe we'd be friends. Have a nice drink, sit back, drink vodka, have a nice day. But you better listen to it.
905. Do you know where your children are? I know where all my chesters are.
Where?
In my pants. They're in my pants. And my pants are broken. So sometimes they just kind of fall out.
You're just like walking and then just...
Yeah.
Kid pops out of your pants.
And I just pick it up and stuff it back in.
A guy just, you know, pops out of somebody's pants and you're like, did that guy just come out of your pants? And then they turn to you and they're like, do you have to ask?
But you're just walking down the street and sometimes your children fall out. And you're like, oh, that's just embarrassing. I must be old.
Oh my god. I just had a horrible image like... in my mind.
It's just like...
Of Demi Moore. Demi Moore's vagina.
Just
it's so big.
Babies.
Why is it so big? I don't know, son. It's one of the many mysteries of life.
Yeah.
The Incans, 2012, and Demi Moore's vagina.
I'm not even too sure if I know who she is. I think I know.
You ever been to the Grand Canyon?
The Grand Canyon?
Well, that's Demi Moore.
Oh, jeez.
It's her vagina.
That would be the only one I would ever see in my life. Am I correct?
Probably.
Yeah.
You're a nerd. You can't get any.
You're more of a nerd.
Listen, just because I'm currently, as we speak, eating Cheetos and playing World of Warcraft does not mean I'm a nerd. It
but
just means
that
I like Cheetos.
Transition lenses.
So, I don't want to have to carry around sunglass things and put them on. It's too...
Sunglasses are for the weak.
But
just like cats.
I like cats.
So Celeste told me about the story of catnip, how our cat is retarded. Well, Celeste has a cat, but she gave the cat catnip. The first thing, it's basically weed for cat. So she gives the cat catnip. The first thing it does is gets on its back, flails its limbs about, and attacks a shoe.
Doesn't really sound like weed. Sounds more like acid.
It is basically acid for cats. And then it started running across the house. It went from the kitchen to the hallway to the living room. But here's the thing. Those three areas are connected by the living room. So it transported. That's what catnip can do.
Catnip makes you teleport.
You just go through walls like no one's business.
So catnip makes you teleport. Cocaine, when shoved in a select orifice, makes you go through time. Are there any other of these things that I should know about?
Yes. When you put frosted sprinkle donuts in your ear canal, magic happens. The type of magic I'm talking about?
What kind of magic?
You go into space in a car.
What kind of donut is this?
Pink frosted sprinkle donuts. And then there's all the bacon in the world that you can imagine. And you can't touch any of it.
I can see just sitting in the middle of, like, Tim Hortons with a donut. And somebody just walks in, and you're just, like, you know, passed out on the table. Donut's, like, half in your ear. There's, like, puke all over the table. You know, you're unconscious. There's coffee everywhere. Everybody's trying to figure out what the hell you were doing. You wake up.
I was trying to space.
Didn't work.
I don't know. If you tried catnip yourself, it would basically be like going into the eighth dimension.
I've heard from an unnamed source at this time.
Your mother?
No. That if you smoke catnip, it's basically the same thing as smoking pot, but it just tastes horrible.
If you smoke cats?
Catnip. No, if you smoke cats, Pete is going to come out in your door and then just kill you. Unless Bee comes first, then they'll kill you. Except they'll kill you on the internet, and that's even worse.
Well, I'm going to become part of PETA. I'm going to just smoke all the cats I want.
Problem,
first,
Peter?
Yes. So I got a literal troll trolling today.
You found a troll.
Like a real life troll.
And it trolled you.
Yes, I was crossing a bridge. And he's like, get off my bridge, I'm living here. And then I realized there was a homeless black man in Detroit.
I was just walking to my house.
And you wound up in Detroit.
I closed my eyes, and all of a sudden, I'm in Detroit.
It's like Oz.
I'm basically
except
near,
like a lot more black people.
I was basically near the Ambassador Bridge. I'm like, oh god.
Damn it, you were almost.
I'm just gonna jump in the river.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. There's a bunch of turds floating in the river.
It's better than being in Detroit.
That's rude. I shouldn't call black people turds.
Do you drink Faygo?
I used to. I don't anymore. If I drink pop, it's strictly like, you know, Mountain Dew.
You have no
usually
testicles.
I drink it while I'm eating Cheetos and playing World of Warcraft.
So you have no testicles, do you?
Well, I've got the one.
Just the one.
Well, the other one's in there, but it's detached and it's just kind of hanging like in the
just
sack.
Just the
10 emails. Yes. Thank you, Gabe.
The super graphic 16. Just the 16 graphic.
Yep. Just the 16 graphic.
Oh, yes. HD sound? Just the one. HD video? Where there's more than one frame. So are you going to get Battlefield 3?
At some point, yeah, but I don't know. Played the beta. It was really, really, really good.
Yeah.
But there were so many bugs.
Well, yeah, it's a beta.
At one point I was walking, and then, you know, somebody threw a grenade, made a hole in the ground. Made a hole in the ground because they do that now. And I walked in the hole. It was like quicksand. And I just started falling. I was like, oh, fuck, help me. Oh, shit. And then I fell through the bottom of the map. So,
it's
yeah,
just like the void.
Quicksand grenades.
Oh, God. Oh, by falling through the earth, that reminds me. I think you should give your very scary Minecraft story.
My very scary Minecraft story?
Yes. I think it would be very enjoyable.
Yeah, it is almost Halloween. All right. A very scary Minecraft story. It was kind of dark outside. It was raining. So it had just become nighttime, and I needed some more coal to burn so I could, you know, make some more torches because they all fell off. So I grabbed a pick, some bit of iron armor that I had left. I didn't have a sword, I probably should have, and I didn't have any torches. So I set out into the night, walked across the quite large field of, I've got this huge plantation of wheat in front of my house. So I just started walking out across it down to the cave over the river that runs down by the forest a couple hundred yards away from my house. So I'm going down in there. I noticed that there's this block that I hadn't, you know, it's an empty block, and I can see that there's another cavern on the other side of it in the cave. So, you know, I make like a little hole into it, and I start walking down it. It's kind of weird because it's just really straight. Like, it seems almost like, you know, man-made. It doesn't seem natural. It's just completely straight. And I'm walking, and I can see that there's some gravel up on the ground ahead of me, even though it's like completely pitched black, but I can still see it. So, you know, I'm not thinking much, and I walk over it, but it turns out there was an abandoned mine shaft right under that. So there was a torch underneath the gravel, and I don't know if you know, but if you put a torch under gravel, it'll stay up, but if you touch it, it'll fall. So I ended up falling down into the abandoned mine shaft, which, you know, just so happened to have a hole in the mine shaft right underneath the hole in the cave that I fell in. So I fell even further. I fell down into this deep, dark ravine, which, you know, these three things just happened to be right on top of each other. You know, fuck my life. So, I'm falling down this deep, dark ravine, and it's really, really big. And, you know, it's so big, and I can't see the bottom. It's just pitch black. And I hit the bottom, you know, I think I'm gonna die, but I just end up smacking into some water. There's this river underground running through it. And I don't really have any place to go but follow the river, because it's flowing down. So I follow it down, and then there's another pit deeper into the bowels of the earth, and there's a waterfall going down. So I go down the waterfall, and I land in the bottom of the pit, and instead of just being stone on the bottom, it's stone bricks, and I realize that I'm standing on top of a stronghold, one of the rare epic dungeons. So I break through the ceiling and drop down into the stronghold. By this time, the only armor I have left, of course, is my iron boots, and they've only got, like, you know, 10% durability left on them. And I've got a stone pick, so I mind my way into the stronghold, hoping to maybe find some iron or something in a chest while I'm in there just to get my way out. And I start, pick a direction and start walking in it. There's only two directions. One, I eventually come to a dead end, and so I turn around, but, I see something coming at me in the darkness, and I realize it's a silverfish. And it just so happened that the block that I mined through to get into the stronghold, the silverfish was hiding in it, so it popped out. And it's just coming right at me. And, you know, they're not that big, but, you know, they're really fast, and they'll kill you pretty quickly. But the crazy thing about silverfish is, if if one pops out, all the rest of them in an area will pop out too. So I see the silverfish coming at me, and I'm at a dead end. I really have no place to go. So I decide to run really fast past it and leap over it to try to get away. So I do that, you know, unknowing that all the other silverfish have also come down. And then I realize there's just about 30 silverfish, you know, popping out of the walls behind me, and I'm just running as fast as I can in the opposite direction. And there's just silverfish pouring out of the walls. Just, I swear there had to be at least like 45 of them. And I'm just running. And I get to the spot where the water is. And I really, you know, the water had, from the waterfall, started pouring down into the stronghold. So I start wading through it, and I'm moving really slowly, and the silverfish are getting closer and closer. And I can see, you know, like a junction hallway at the other side. So maybe I can make a break in there. Oh, I'm almost there. Just keep swimming through this water. And then an Enderman walks out from the crossing of the hallway. And I stare right at it. It just walked right in front of me. I couldn't really do anything about it. So I'm just staring at it. It just turns, looks at me, jaw drops open, starts shaking uncontrollably. And I have to look away. I can't, you know, stand there and keep looking at it because the silverfish are coming. So as soon as I turn around, you know, the silverfish are right there. And I turn back around. The Enderman is right in front of me. It's standing in the water. It's taking damage, but it's not quick enough to kill it. Hits me twice, I'm dead. It was absolutely horrifying. I closed the game, and I haven't played Minecraft since. This was about a week and a half ago.
That story, I was entranced by.
I'm sorry.
No, it's a good entrance. I'm now terrified to look out my windows.
You know, as I was telling that, I'm sitting in my basement, and the part when I said the cave seemed unnatural, I just got this weird, creepy feeling over me. I don't know, it was really weird.
Maybe Billy Mays is looking into your window.
All right. If you suddenly woke up in the middle of the night and there was somebody or something looking in your window, what would it be?
What would it be for me? Like, scary-wise? Yes.
Just anything. From Michael Jackson to, I don't know, Cthulhu.
The girlfriend I'll never get.
Staring at your window.
Yes. Actually, I have had dreams like that. And they were great dreams.
Were they wet dreams?
No! No!
I don't believe you.
They were very fond dreams. I cherish them, just like I cherish my love for bacon. Oh, God.
Very, very fond indeed.
Come!
That's the sound that it makes.
What would the thing you would want to have staring into your window?
If I woke up in the middle of the night, and there was something staring in my window, it would probably be, like, I don't know, Slender Man or something.
That's too much scary.
Really? Because yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what would it be. Now, if I had to choose something, like, what I would want to be, I'd probably pick, like, I don't know, a naked chick.
I think that's pushing it too far.
Damn it, make up your mind, man.
Clothed would be more exceptional.
Right. A clothed woman. What if it was a naked woman, but it wasn't, like, anyone outstandingly attractive?
Elaborate on that.
Like, if I were to just, you know, wake up and then Helen Mirren is standing there, but she's naked. Her tits are, you know, touching the ground.
Oh.
Rolling down the roof.
Oh, God.
I'd rather have that than Actually, no, I'd rather have Slenderman than seeing Helen Mirren naked. Probably would.
I mean like a young, about my age type of girl.
Are you just using me to try and, like, find women?
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, great, thanks. You tool.
Ah, not my fault.